From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea is showcasing its military prowess Saturday, doing a parade celebrating the 105th birthday anniversary of its founding leader, Kim Il-sung. The festivities taking place amid a tense backdrop, with North Korea's military responding fiercely to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to take care of Pyongyang's aggressive policies. Concern remains high about a possible military provocation by the North on its national holiday, but there was no sign of nuclear activity during the early morning hours. An American aircraft carrier and other warships have been steaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force, although there has been no specific U.S. threat of retaliatory action if Pyongyang conducts another nuclear test or launches more missiles in defiance of U.N. sanctions. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to the region, but it's unclear what he intends to accomplish. The foreign ministers from Russia, Syria, and Iran have warned the United States against launching new strikes on Syria and called for international investigation into the chemical weapons attack in Syria. At a meeting in Moscow Friday, the three ministers said any further unilateral action by the U.S. in Syria would be met with grave consequences and pose a danger to the entire world. The U.S. fired 59 Tomahawk missiles at a Syrian airbase last week in response to a chemical weapons attack in Syria days earlier. Russia has rejected accusations from Western countries that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was behind the attack. The U.S. accuses Assad of deliberately launching the chemical weapons. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The top